Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Live at Commanders Training Camp. All of our Commanders Training Camp coverage is brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Right now, for the first time today, it's time to go to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Mr. Eric Nathan, you know him as Barstool Nate from Barstool Sports. Nate Dogg, what up, man?
What is going on, my friend? How are you?
I'm good, dude. I'm curious how you are, because you're getting yourselves into a corner here, buddy. As the and this is a role you've had before, where you're a Carson Wentz ride or die fan all of a sudden.
Yeah, I have morphed into the biggest Carson Wentz fan on the planet, and it's not a bit, it's not a joke. I do think he's a very good quarterback, and it all stems obviously from just Twitter and the internet just being so hateful of Carson Wentz for no real reason when he's a good quarterback who can make great throws, and he's clearly an upgrade for this team over anything we've had over the last, you know, five seasons. And people just look at, you know, he sails one ball on August 2nd, and we get these think pieces about how Carson Wentz maybe doesn't have the accuracy needed to play quarterback in the NFL. It's like, what are we even talking about, you lunatics? The sun still sets after 8 p.m. It's still the middle of summer, and we're talking about, can Carson Wentz play quarterback because he missed two throws in OTAs? So now I have to go the complete other direction and become the biggest Carson Wentz fan on the planet. And all he's done so far that I've seen with my two eyes is prove me correct that he's an upgrade at quarterback, that he's easily the best quarterback on this team, and that he will have 30 touchdowns and 10 interceptions and 4,300 yards this season.
What does it take to be an upgrade on this football team, though?
That's not exactly.
That's not saying much. Those could be separate things.
What? Right.
Exactly, yeah. So people, you know, Heineke gets one good throw off, and, you know, I think he's a great backup quarterback, and I get all these tweets, well, he's going to be your starter by week six, and I just want to reach through my laptop and strangle these people, because all Carson Wentz showed was that he can get rid of the ball quick, that he can go through his progressions, that he can throw the ball downfield, and that he can do his checkdowns when he needs to. I think he showed everything that we wanted to see out of a quarterback in preseason game one, and he showed, like, you can just tell when you're watching a QB, is this guy a guy? Like, does he look panicky or does he look under control? And Carson Wentz knows what he's doing. He's been in his career a top-caliber quarterback in this league. Us three have watched with our eyes him shred a Washington defense, pick us apart surgically. We know that he is a good quarterback, but the internet hates him. They don't like his personality. They don't like that he made a couple dumb throws last year in Indy. They just don't like him, so they hate on him so hard. But I don't look at it that way. I go, can this guy play quarterback? Yes, great. He's a better quarterback than we've had, and he's going to lead us to 10-7 season this year at minimum.
I look at it like this. I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but I think he's an inconsistent quarterback. And I was trying to tell, I told this to JP the other day, and I think a lot of people that want to defend him at all costs, need to understand one thing. He's been in the league 7-8 years. He should not make some of the dumb, boneheaded mistakes that he still makes. That's where I come from with it. And my whole thing is, yes, he has all the physical tools you need to be a great quarterback. But it's something missing with the mental that he keeps making them bonehead mistakes. And I think a quarterback at his position, at that experience level, should not be making those mistakes.
And I can understand that, but let's say this. Carson Wentz threw 516 passes last year, right? He threw 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. People focus on one really dumb throw he made out of 516 attempts. That's a pretty good percentage.
It was more than one, Nate. It was more than one.
Yeah. I understand, but people focus on the one and want to beat him down for the one. It's like, who amongst us have not made one bad decision out of 516 decisions? It happens, especially in the NFL, when you have 6'5", 240-pound men running 4.4s full speed at you. You're going to make a bad decision. Quarterback is the hardest job in the world. There's about 5 to 8 people who are good at it in the world. Carson Wentz is about the 12th best person at his job in the entire universe. I give him the benefit of the doubt more times than not.
So I don't think – I think you're – I love you. We're actual friends, so I'm going to speak pretty frankly here. I think you're close to right. I think quarterback's really hard. I think Carson's better than people give him credit for. There is a narrative where he's become a punching bag for whatever reason. I do think you're hyping him up a little too much. I think there obviously are things going on that too – Philly went sideways. I think he was a big part of it. Indy went sideways. I think a little bit of a crazy owner was a big part of it. But still, to your point, there aren't enough good quarterbacks on the planet. Like I like your number of – there's probably 4 or 5 elite. Then there's probably a fairly big drop, and then there's probably another 10 that are pretty good. There's a reason that he's one of the decent, pretty good ones, and two teams got rid of him. And I'm not willing to just get to ignore that. And I don't think it's fair in the evaluation process to ignore the bad stuff. And there are like two throws that are like comically bad, but there was enough that's not good. All of that said, I think you're mostly right, it's still a significant upgrade. I mean, hell, just in the preseason game we watched Saturday, Carson came out, was fairly precise, nothing really went downfield, but the ball moved. No turnovers. I thought he made a really nice play with his feet on a heavy pressure that I thought was going to be a sack fumble that he was able to elude, get a little bit of a gain, get that ball out to what looked like a third or fourth option. Wentz is the best quarterback here since Kirk. And maybe that was Alex, but Alex wasn't exactly a game-breaker type. So I think Wentz can play. I think Wentz helps this team. I think Wentz gives them a real opportunity to make the playoffs. I think some of your excitement is you doing a bit, but I'm okay with it.
No, zero bits. But let's look at it this way. Let's look at a guy like Matt Stafford. I think he's comparable to Wentz. Matt Stafford played forever in Detroit. And let's look at some Detroit numbers. 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. 29-10, 24-10. Very comparable to Wentz. Who led the NFL in interceptions thrown last season? Super Bowl champion Matthew Stafford. Who was second most interceptions? Josh Allen. Who was next? Or who was tied with Allen? Justin Herbert. Then Joe Burrow. So all these guys that people pump up as, you know, the best quarterbacks in the league, they're also throwing interceptions. Wentz went 27-10 last year with 19 touchdowns, one interception in the red zone.
27-7.
How many yards did he pass for?
But he,
not a lot.
So here's the other thing.
How many yards did he pass? I'm asking you a question. How many yards did he pass for?
What, like 36 or something?
Like what I'm saying is another guy passed for 4,000 something and higher, where they're getting closer to the 5,000 because they're throwing it down the field more often. I understand what you're saying.
Wentz had the worst wide receiver corps in the league last year in Indianapolis. He had Michael Pittman Jr., who was the only weapon on that team, and he barely eked over 1,000 yards. No wide receiver in the Colts last year could get open. He had Jonathan Taylor out of the backfield. Sure, he's very good. We have Antonio Gibson out of the backfield, comparable-ish. All I'm saying is Wentz was in a terrible situation.
He's in the process of getting benched.
My thing is this, though. I just look at it like this, though, Nate. I look at the game the other day, and I know I saw 10 for 13, and people could blow that out of proportion. But I saw 74 yards off of that. And I think if I just multiply that times three, it's 30 for 39 for 200 and something yards with no touchdown. And did not throw a ball in the end zone. So when I look at stuff like that, I begin to say, we can make stuff what we want to be, but we have to try to look at the whole thing. And, yes, he's an upgrade from what we've had. He has the tools, but let's not make him like he's a perfect damn quarterback.
Of course he's not a perfect quarterback, but he is way better than people want to give him credit for. He did not make I'll take those 74 yards because you know why? He didn't throw any picks. He didn't look dumb in the pocket. He didn't stutter on throws. He went through progressions. He looked like a real NFL quarterback, and people want to talk about him like he's Nate Peterman back there throwing five picks in a game. He's just not. He's a good to very good quarterback in the NFL.
Nobody talk about him like that because he's a guy with all that ability and all that experience, and he has not done the things he did in 2017 since. And I think that's why people give him a little credit. And then he also has some other stuff that you totally want to ignore, the off-field stuff and the issues that come down with players and his teammates later on, that you can't ignore that stuff. So when
you know why? You know,
you can't ignore it.
Beamish, let me answer why. Because we haven't seen it in D.C. I'm giving him a clean slate. If I haven't seen it, I'm not going to harp on it.
You can't give a person a clean slate because I can flip it on you,
you
right now. I can flip it on you right now where you and a lot of other people, you all have basically written off Chase Young, and this guy's just in his third year. When Carson is in his seventh, eighth year, and he still makes all those dumbass mistakes. So give me a break on that.
I haven't written off Chase Young. I think that he's going to come back better than ever. I love Chase Young.
When you're drafted high, you're going to be more scrutinized. Understand that. Whether we like the person or not, when you're drafted high, you're going to be more scrutinized, point blank.
I just think you have me confused with someone else. I love Chase Young. I've said one bad thing about him.
I don't have you confused.
Nate's not in the Chase Young is cooked game in that crowd.
I think those people are morons. I think Chase Young's going to be unbelievable in this league.
Need to get him back on the field healthy. What's crazy is here's the interesting thing with Carson Wentz, and we can address the elephant in the room here with this conversation. It was kind of accelerated last week when perhaps a question got asked in an unfair manner, but it was a fair question, and the team president took issue with it, right? Mm-hmm. And that just made this like a national powder keg, kind of. I think largely the Carson inaccuracy thing was a fairly dumb conversation being had over Twitter. You know what happens on Twitter 50 times a day? Dumb conversations, right? So I think largely this was a thing that was ignorable, and then Jason Wright tweets about it, and it becomes a much bigger story. I think you two are saying kind of, not the same thing, but fairly similar, man. I think like...
No, I'm not.
You're both... You're saying he's a good quarterback, but he's got an upgrade here.
I give him exactly what he deserves, but I'm not going to blow it out of proportion. By no stretch.
Sure. And I think Nate is probably blowing it a little bit out of proportion.
Way
but again,
out of proportion.
I think it's a bit. but what we all three can agree on is this represents an upgrade at quarterback for this organization. And it's funny for a pretty soft-spoken, I would even say fairly introverted guy, Carson Wentz is bizarrely polarizing. And that's not just here, and that's not just our argument. I mean, ask people in Indy or ask people in Philly, certainly, and that's been happening. I don't know. It's interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, it reminds me of Kirk in a way. Kirk was very similar, very introverted, very weird guy. People have very strong opinions one way or the other about him. But, you know, he puts up big numbers. I think Kirk puts up way bigger numbers than Wentz does, but I think Wentz – you're going to hate me for saying this. I think Wentz is a more dependable quarterback than Kirk has proven to be.
Who do you think's better, B, Kirk or Wentz?
I think they're both the same people, but I think Kirk is far more dependable because Kirk don't miss games because of injuries.
Okay.
Injuries. I think that isn't the worst comp. I think both those guys are the lowest tier of starting quarterbacks. I think Wentz has a higher ceiling, but I think Kirk has a higher floor.
Correct.
I think you can count on Kirk to not make bonehead plays, But I think Carson's going to have way more big plays. Now, all that said, for months I've been telling you how good I think the Vikings are going to be, and I love their skill possession weapons. And so maybe I need to recalibrate my expectations for old KC. But I think they're kind of in a similar play. I don't think that's the worst comp. And it's funny because we say Carson's the best here since Kirk. And I don't want to undersell what Alex Smith was. He was kind of an all-floor, no-ceiling type guy. There wasn't going to be a ton of dynamic playmaking with Alex on the field, but there was going to be steady decision-making. Carson is a guy where the decision-making is going to be questioned, and there will probably be some big plays for both sides of the team, for both sides of the field, rather.
I summarize the Wentz argument, I just think it's silly to write him off already in August and not even give him a chance and to assume these things about him that we haven't seen in D.C. So what, things didn't work out in Indy? This is a new team, a new offense, new weapons, way better weapons than he had last year in Indy. And I think people just have to settle down and give this guy a shot.
But I just think that you've already crowned him as going to be the best quarterback ever, in a sense. And it's like, if they don't have the right to write him off, you don't have the right to make him perfect.
I don't want to crown him and name him king.
That was a good line, B.
I just want to support my quarterback and not overblow stuff when he throws one interception in OT or in OTAs or in minicamp.
Where have you seen people overblowing on Twitter?
On the internet, yeah.
Well, that's what you should stop. That's what I tell JP. Stop reading that BS, because you don't hear nothing but idiots on Twitter. What the hell are you? Why? What are you using that as your baseline? Follow the people that are talking about it in a real sense. I don't think everybody is bashing him. They are they're taking a wait and see. But if you're gonna go by stuff you see on Twitter, you need to go get checked, Nate. Lay on the couch and talk to somebody.
Thing. There's been multiple articles written. Is his accuracy an issue after a couple bad throws at OTAs? But can we all just calm down? He looked good in preseason game one. It's early. We still have another month to go until week one where it actually matters. If he stinks week one, if he lights the field on fire with his poo-poo play, then we will have a different conversation. But right now, I think everybody should say, that's my quarterback. He looks good. He knows how to run an offense. He has weapons he has not had in a couple years. Let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt, but I'm going to do it mine in a wait-and-see approach. I'm not going to go around with pom-poms with a megaphone trying to say how great he is.
I am upset
Huh?
Because I am a big Chase Young guy, and I have never said one bad thing about him. I love that man.
Okay, well, I'll take that back. But
he's right on that.
This Carson Wentz stuff, you need to pump your brakes a little bit and let it happen first. You see, this is the exact thing. I thought the line was great. You go too far out there with them, and then if something were to go wrong, like I've taken the approach is wait and see. You take an approach is, he's great, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden something go wrong, then what you going to do?
Say if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
All right.
But I'd rather be on this side of saying that he's a very good quarterback than on the other side saying he's a bad quarterback because of stuff that we haven't even seen happen yet.
Okay. I'll be here waiting.
Beamish had a very good line explaining that. He said, if you say it's too early to write him off, I'll say it's too early to crown him. The truth, as always, lies somewhere in the middle, and we're going to know a hell of a lot more in 6 weeks. I think Carson shows up and plays pretty well. Nate, we always appreciate your time, brother. Thank you, man.
All right. Love you guys.
Hi, brother.
All right. That's our guy, Barstool Nate. Check him out at Barstool Nate, barstoolsports.com. B, I want to talk Antonio Gibson, and it looks like there was just a big old fist fight in some joint practices. You know who doesn't have joint practices this year? The Washington Commanders.
Man, you got to throw some hands
sometimes. Don't go
sometimes.
Anywhere. Listen,
knuckle up, baby. Knuckle up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chip Finley, 106. Missed any of our interview with Mr. Barstool. Nate, get on that Odyssey app. Hit rewind. Worth a listen. He gets under your skin a little, B.
I think anybody that goes just totally one way gets under my skin.
At least you give
credit to it. Like I don't think anyone completely dismisses him. I think people have questions and concerns, and I think that's rightfully and that's a fair thing to have. But damn, to just ignore everything and just go because he's in a new place now, just automatically assume. No, I've never done that with anybody that first comes here. But I always ask the question, what have they done for this team
right, for
us to crown them that quick? That's all.
Yeah, I mean, well, and you know how I feel. I am I've made my case clear because I think anybody chasing 2017 Carson Wentz is chasing a ghost. I don't think that will arrive in Washington. And I think anybody that thinks he's going to be as bad as we saw in 2020 is incorrect, too. I think what we saw in 19 and what we saw last year with Indy, I think that's roughly about what we're going to see with Carson. And you know what that meant last year? You can boil the numbers down any way you want, and there are advanced metrics that show a real lack of accuracy. The hard numbers, the typical box score numbers show a pretty good passer, completed about, he's a career about 62% of his snaps. But if you just look at the games, because I evaluate quarterbacks in lots of ways, and I'm a pretty analytical, statistical-driven guy, but at the quarterback position, I also care about winning. I also care about intangibles. Like, the reason I think Alex Smith, has, if you look at his career record as a starter, there is something real there. You can't just dismiss that because the analytics don't support it.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to players, I'll never forget Chris Thompson, who played with a lot of different quarterbacks here on some decent teams, some bad teams, saw a lot of different things happen in this building in Ashburn. Chris Thompson said, I've never felt like I do on a football field when Alex is out there. It just feels like we're going to win.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. That's unquantifiable.
And even in that situation.
And, hell, you probably experienced it, B.
No, I know. And I think he was a winner in a sense. But even in that situation, when they were 6-2, it was a stadium full of people booing him out the damn stadium because he couldn't score points. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and like, I know we've had 10 quarterbacks at least in the last 5 years. At least. And you say, well, it's an upgrade
right, from
what we had.
Right.
Do you not look at the score, the records we've had over the last 10 years? This hasn't been very good. So it's not very hard to have an upgrade on what you had.
Right.
So when someone says something is an upgrade.
I think it's certainly an upgrade.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. an upgrade on what we had is not very hard to damn do. So I need to – I don't want just an upgrade of what we've had because we've had atrocious. I want it to be upgraded to be like other teams consistently. That's what I want to see. And I just have a thing when a person is in – after his fifth year in the league, you don't make bonehead rookie mistakes. Well, hell, that's not even a rookie mistake when you throw ball behind you and under the arm and all that type of stuff. I just think that you get to a point where your consistency is way better, and that's all I'm asking. Like, whenever I'm asked, what does Carson – we have to do fill in the blank. Carson Wentz needs what to be successful? Consistency. If he's more consistent in the way he does things, I think he'll be successful. But you can't try to make all the plays every play. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to just say, hell with that play.
Yeah, and I would add – you know what? That might be a fun – phone call topic, and we haven't opened up the phones, and I want to talk Antonio Gibson, but maybe we do that after Ron talks because he's going to get drilled on it, and I think Scott Turner. Scott Turner's speaking today to the media. This is probably the only time we'll hear from him between now and week one of the regular season, so I want to take that live today also.
But don't they get ready? Like, they start doing it like after the games. That's when the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator normally speak.
Once we get into week one, which is the week after Labor Day.
Okay.
So that's and honestly, I'm not even sure if they'll talk until after week one, which could be, you know, we're talking September 15th. If you're planning your day, Scott Turner speaking tomorrow. Scott Turner speaking today. Jack Del Rio will speak tomorrow. Considering the last time we heard from Jack, it's probably worth listening to this radio program when we go live to Jack tomorrow. Today, practice started at 10. Tomorrow, practice is back to kind of its usual time at 9. So we should hear from Ron and Scott today in about 30 minutes or so, which is which is roughly the plan. Jack and Ron tomorrow will probably be closer to 11. So there's a little planning for however you need to tell your boss you need to run to the doctor or something so you can sit in your car and listen to the radio. Let's do this, though, B, because it was a really interesting topic you hit on. MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Carson Wentz succeeds this year if, and you fill in the blank. B says he plays more consistently. I like that. Where I would go, and it's kind of the same vein, Brian, is I would say better decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
And better decision-making, to me, means a lot of different things. It means quick release. It's okay to take a quick profit. You don't have to be looking to hit home runs all the time. Tony Gwynn got to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest hitters ever. My man just rakes singles.
Yep.
You can just make
– him and Ichiro.
You can make a living hitting singles. Yo – Ichiro's a bad dude, but yeah, you're totally – well, and think about how different Ichiro and Tony Gwynn were. Tony Gwynn was kind of a pudgier, just slap hitter, and Ichiro was
put the bat on the ball,
wiry maybe. And quick. Yeah, yep. Exactly. But for me, it's better decision-making, and I'm going to – I think part of Nate's point is that we do – and not you and I, right? But there's a national narrative around Wentz that harps on – I'm going to say probably fewer than 10% of his passes, but maybe just for numbers' sake, for math's sake, we'll say about 10% of his plays that are egregiously bad.
When did he sign here?
Right? And what's that?
When did he sign here? Like,
what did who sign?
When
where?
Did he what sign?
Carson?
With Washington. That was like March, April, something like that?
All right, yeah, so, it was March. It's the official league year opens.
Our focus on Carson became more prevalent then. Nate as a fan, you and I as people that do media and as fans as well. But there are people that's been following him since he first got in the league, and I think they got a bigger exhibit than we have. So we
sure.
can't
and
be,
we've had a lot of them we, on the show to talk about.
We can't be so mad at them and questioning them what they've done. It's like if I've known you for 10, 15 years, I have an idea who you are. Somebody else rolls in here and they want to make you totally different than what you are because now that they're supporting you. You see what I'm saying? And I'm like, hold on, Doc, I've been knowing him for 15, 20 years. And you just known him for 5 months. You're going to tell me you know him better than me? And I think that's how it seems with me when Nate is talking. Like, to hell with all the people that have been around him since the first day he got into the league. Just listen to me because I like him. That's why I kind of – that throws me off completely. It makes me want to go out there and start pulling my eyelashes out one by one.
One of the things I love about Nate is that he is – super ride or die for his teams. You know what's going to happen in about a month when the Caps training camp starts? He's going to predict the Caps to win the cup.
No.
He's going to predict the Caps to win the cup no matter what.
He's such a Caps fan. We're going to say, Nate, so how you doing? He'll talk the next 10 minutes about the Caps. He won't even mention Carson Wentz.
Let's do this. Andy and Sterling is on the line. Carson Wentz will be successful this fall if. Hit me, Andy.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think part of the problem that Carson had in Indianapolis was, and Irsay, I think, jumped on this, was the fact that Carson didn't get vaccinated for the COVID, came down with COVID,
I believe. That's not an issue this year. He got late in the season. What does he need to do this year to be successful?
Well, let me ask you this. Has he been vaccinated?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
If he has not been vaccinated and he comes down with COVID and misses a couple games, then you know what? All bets are off. He might go down the toilet. But if he's vaccinated,
thank you, Andy.
And
we
got
to go to
healthy,
break. We got to, Andy. The answer is not vaccination. It is 2022. The answer is going to be on field. Hit us up, MGM National Harbor listener lines 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. What needs to happen this year for Carson Wentz to be successful? Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blow you up here, B.
Hey, I forgot, though. I'm serious. But I got my clubs in my car, and I got my shoes. I'm good.
All right. Now I'm curious what kind of state you were in when we texted about this. Kind of interesting.
When did
now.
You text me about this again?
On
Saturday?
We got to figure out the match.
What's the match?
Friday night at 9:45, I texted you because your birthday is this week,
and I'm not sure
if I'm going to be in the office.
Yeah, you did.
So I want to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah,
I said birthday golf Tuesday afternoon. You said let's do it, and I said thumbs up.
All right, cool. What time?
4:00.
Okay, I could be there for.
Now our boy Pete is on the IR with a hip injury. So I've got a replacement. We're going to do – we'll have to figure it out, and I don't know how you want to work handicaps and stuff, but I've got me and Bees, who are obviously terrible, and then my boy Mike Kelly, who's your level, a really good player. So we can figure out the match.
Me and Mike can play you and Bees.
I think we'll have a fun afternoon. No, incorrect, sir. The two good players are getting divided up with the two bad players.
That's how this is going to work. We can give y'all strokes. I mean, you know. Jeff is like, why?
You know, it'd be cool.
Jeff is smiling.
I got my money on B.
Why wasn't I invited?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'll just continue to work on my swing.
Jeff, I love you, pal, and I'm happy to go to Haynes with you a lot more often, but a little bit away from coming out from coming out to where I play.
I appreciate you for
the question at hand. At least I'm being honest. Question at hand, and we're going to hit these phone lines. B. Mitch says he needs to see consistency from Carson Wentz for this year to be a success. I need to see better decision-making from Carson Wentz for this year to be a success. What do you say? MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Nick in Southern Maryland on line one. Nick, what do you need to see for this year to be a success for Carson Wentz?
I think he's doing well. And I think the guy that called up about his vaccine status is wrong. But I think Carson Wentz is doing well. Let's get his receivers get in line, and they're doing well.
All right, thanks.
All right, I mean.
Let me try this one more time. Let me see. I don't think they're listening to you. We are doing a fill in the blank. Carson Wentz needs blank to be successful this year. We don't need to say he's doing well, this, that, and the other. We asked it for like a word or just a quick phrase. I say be more consistent. JP say, what'd you say, make great decisions.
That's what better decision making.
Yeah, better decision making. So Carson Wentz needs blank to be successful this year. That's what we're asking. Now we can go to it.
Well, phone lines are open. Hit us with your take. Landfill, what is your answer to that question?
My answer was stop doing dumb stuff, which I guess that would classify, you know, that would fall under the better decision making. He's known to occasionally do some really dumb things on the field, and he needs to cut back on that.
I think that is fair. I think that is fair. MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I do think I like Michael Pittman. That Colts offense, pretty humble group of, as far as their skill position players. Now, maybe some of that's made up for the when you have the best running back in football and you're able to run the ball seemingly at will and at a really high level. I think for Carson, though, a lot of it, and this kind of goes hand in hand with decision-making, take the little stuff. Take the little stuff, and I know you want to go downfield. Like, you should want to go downfield. That's what Scott Turner wants. That's what you want. You've got the horses to do it. Hitting that little stuff opens up the stuff downfield. My guy John Trimble on Twitter says, I think he needs to take his shots. Shots downfield. I recognize that Commanders fans, Redskins fans, football team fans, whatever the hell we're classified as these days, want to see the verticality. We want it. We need it.
Yeah. I think, and that also.
Red-blooded American men.
That helps out your running game, and it also helps out some of your crossing game and your passing game, where if you take the shots, then guess what? That safety starts getting back. It opens more of those spots up. Like, I mean, Vic called in yesterday, talked about our defense with the linebackers and the safety, that gap in between them. If you can open that gap up a little bit more, and you watch how Kansas City does it all the time. They have the crossing routes. I watch Justin Jefferson with Minnesota doing it all the time. We can start getting those same spaces with the tight ends and those crossings routes. What Curtis Samuel does well, that can eat people alive. Just if you start, if you take the shot. If you don't take the shot, all of a sudden you find out that safety is playing within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. Everybody else is there, and it makes it very damn hard to have that little crossing game and a running game.
The deep and shallow crosses can be just as effective, man.
Yes.
Like, you, as everybody thinks of Deshaun as that home run hitter, you know how good he was at an intermediate crossing route?
Oh, dude. I mean,
like, just it really, really can. Yes. Now, phone lines are lighting up here. MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. What needs to happen for Carson Wentz to be successful this year? Please don't call in and talk about vaccines. That's my only rule. My only rule. Plus, you're going to hear from Ron Rivera. You're going to hear from Scott Turner. Pete Haley's joining us a little later. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We're hitting these phones, and you're going to hear from the coaches right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.